Hey, Blake.
Hey,
what's up, Blake?
Hey.
So where's that rank on gust tirades?
That was probably a top tenner. You know, it's not up to the level of the expectations of our team. And when we're not up to that standard, it's either going to be allowed or somebody's going to say something. And Gus intervened and made sure everybody knew that this isn't the team we're trying to be. This isn't the expectations we've set, and this isn't good enough. And I think everybody received that loud and clear. I think one thing that is kind of cool is you could kind of tell, you know, as it's going on and you can kind of see it going downhill a little bit, everybody could feel this isn't, you know, what we're trying to do and get accomplished. And Gus said something about it.
Was it just something that you expect players to be able to be at that point where they recognize that and maybe pull out of that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, that kind of speaks to the type of team you have. Gus has talked about it all the time. You know, good teams, coaches hold players accountable, and great teams, players hold players accountable. So I think, you know, when we're able to get to that next step and hold each other accountable, which I think we're close to doing, and I think guys, I think we'll be able to, hold each other to a standard and only be much better.
First time doing 2-minute live today. Does it get more crisper as the camp goes on?
Yeah, I think so. We went down and went 50 yards in 35, 40 seconds and then couldn't go 2 yards in however many time we had. Spiked the ball on second down, which was a dumb move. But besides that, I thought, you know, for the first time doing it live, the operation was pretty clean. It was good, and it was something we feel comfortable doing.
So you've lost track of downs there?
No, it's just a bad decision to spike it on second down. I should have ran another play rather than, you know, spiking it.
What's your impression of Ngakoue so far? 91.
I think he's been good. I think him and Dante both, you know, two young guys on the edge that have kind of made some noise. I think both of them have great get-off speed and are extremely quick for edge rushers. So they've definitely both, spent a good amount of time in the backfield so far. And it's only going to, you know, help our tackles and everybody else out more trying to block those guys.
Are you feeling it a little bit more in practice this year?
I think everything feels better. I mean, from an offensive standpoint and then from a defensive standpoint as well. I mean, the defensive line, the backers, the secondary, it really feels better. It's challenging as a quarterback to try next few plays against, you know, this kind of caliber of a defense.
Is the Jaguar defense, are they throwing more at you?
Yeah, they're doing, I think they're doing more. I don't know, more. You'd have to ask them that. But I think the stuff they're doing is really good and effective. You know, I guess would be a better way to put it. You know, with some of the things they're doing, mixing looks up and doing things like that, kind of presenting some different challenges. So I think it's definitely more effective. And then when you put better players in the system, it's only going to be that much harder.
Great zone time to be able to throw stuff.
Different arm slots, you know, whatever, just to kind of beat the pass rush. Is that normal part of your game? Is that something you work on at all in the off season?
Yeah, no. It's kind of one of those things that I've kind of always done, just naturally without even really thinking about it. I just kind of do it to try and avoid tip passes or try and find, you know, throwing lanes and stuff like that. But I think it does come in handy, you know, when you're throwing, you know, crossing routes and quick game and stuff like that, when defense linemen are just putting their hands up and jumping. I think being able to throw from kind of different slots helps out a lot and trying to get the ball out.
Are you practicing today, Blake? In training camp than last year?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. If I wasn't, it'd be pretty disappointing. You know, I think going in the second year in the system, I think the decisions have been better. As a whole, there's still been bad decisions and bad throws, and there probably always will be. But trying to minimize those as much as possible try and find ways to be efficient.
Red zone production wasn't a strength last year. You guys have obviously made it an emphasis. Do you feel a little bit better with that?
Yeah, I think, the past two practices gone into the red zone and had Skelly and team periods down there. And I think there's been some good stuff done. You know, I think, you know, it kind of attributes back to what Ryan was talking about. And, you know, the defense has gotten better. So windows are even more tighter now than they were last year, which is only good. You know, it's only going to help us out. And I think being able to continue to execute in the red zone, really starting fast in the red zone, were kind of the two areas we want to really improve on.
Thanks.
We'll do coordinators, one before practice, one after practice.